Hello, and welcome to the DBT Center of San Diego's Skills Training Group Orientation. By now, you have likely been through a formal intake process and have made commitments to work on target behaviors with your individual therapist. You should have also received an email with the group virtual link and the skills training manual. If you have not received either of those things, please reach out to your group leaders or individual therapist. This portion of the orientation will focus on skills training group. We will cover important principles, guidelines for skills training assumptions, and what to expect in hopes to making starting group as smooth as possible. So let's get started. Let's start with the golden question. What is DBT? The D stands for dialectical. A dialectic is a concept that means that two ideas that seem in opposition both can be true and can both exist together. In DBT, we try to find the synthesis of two opposing positions instead of seeing things in black or white. We might do this by asking a question such as, what is being left out? In DBT, the two main dialectics are acceptance and change. In skills training, there are two modules that focus on change, and those are emotion regulation and interpersonal effectiveness. And there are two modules that focus on acceptance. Those are distress tolerance and mindfulness. You will learn skills in all four modules to find the synthesis between acceptance and change as it applies to your own life and treatment goals. The B stands for behavior. DBT is a behaviorally based treatment and leans on the basis of behavioral concepts such as decreasing dysfunctional behaviors while increasing more adaptive and skillful ones. We do work on thoughts and beliefs, but we will start with skills that focus on behavior first. And finally, the T stands for therapy. DBT is an evidence-based treatment. Now let's look at the specific guidelines and assumptions. If you have your skills training manual available, please turn to page 12, handout 3. If you don't have your manual available, please jot down the page numbers and review them before the start of your first group. Again, I am on general handout number 3, page 12, guidelines for skills training. Number 1, participants who drop out of skills training are not out of skills training. The only way that you have dropped out of treatment is if you miss 4 individual or 4 groups in a row. Even if you tell us you are dropping out of treatment, you will still have 4 weeks before you are officially discharged. Number 2, participants who join the skills training group support each other and keep names of the participants and information obtained during their sessions confidential. We ask that you come to group sessions on time, stay till the end, and you have your homework completed beforehand. Make every effort to practice skills between sessions, and we ask that you validate each other, avoid judging each other, and assume the best about each other. We also ask that you give feedback in the way that you would like to receive it, and that if you do call another group member for phone coaching, you are committing to accepting the help that they offer by making that phone call. Number 3, if you are going to be late or miss a session, please let us know beforehand. Please note that if you arrive more than 15 minutes late for any group session, you will be marked as absent, but will be allowed to stay and receive the content. Number 4, participants do not tempt others to engage in problem behaviors. Please do not come to group under the influence of drugs or alcohol. If you have consumed drugs or alcohol, we ask that you do continue to attend sessions and that you appear clean and sober. If you cannot appear clean and sober, we will make other arrangements. Please do not discuss inside or outside sessions current or past problems that could be contagious to others. In our program, we like the term old coping. So, for example, you might say something like, I had urges to use old coping, and instead I used this skill. And finally, number 5. Participants do not form confidential relationships with each other outside of skills training. We are fully in support of the group members supporting one another. We simply ask that any relationship that you form is not sexual or private. We also ask that any relationships that you form are not going to be partners in risky behaviors, crime, or drug use. So those are your guidelines for skills training. I am now moving on to general handout skills training assumptions. In DBT, we believe that an assumption is a belief that cannot be proved, but we agree to abide by it anyways. As I go through these assumptions, you will see that many of them are dialectical. Many of them seem to be in opposition to another, and that is true, and we will also agree that they will all be true together. Number 1, we believe that people are doing the best that they can. All people at any given point in time are doing the best that they can given the skills that they have in that moment. Number two, people want to improve. The common characteristic of all people is they want to improve their lives and to be happy. Number three, people need to do better, try harder, and be more motivated to change. The fact that people are doing the best that they can and want to do even better does not mean that these things are enough to solve the problem. Number four, people may not have caused all of their problems, but they have to solve them anyways. We believe that in order for you to have a different life and a life that is based on your life worth living, that you have to learn behavioral responses and alter your environment in order for that to happen. Number five, new behaviors have to be learned in all relevant contexts. This is why we ask that you make every effort possible to practice your skills in between sessions. A major goal in DBT is generalization of your skills in multiple environments. Number six, all behaviors, actions, thoughts, emotions are caused. There is always a cause or a set of causes for actions, thoughts, and emotions, even if we do not know what those causes are. And finally, number seven, figuring out and changing the causes of behavior work much better than judging and blaming. While judging and blaming are easier, it does not help us create the change in our lives that we would like to see. We have to change the chains of events that cause unwanted behaviors and that cause those events. So those are our seven skills training assumptions. If you have any questions on the guidelines and or assumptions, please feel free to bring them to your first group or to your next individual session. Now, what to expect. Your first group can be anxiety provoking, so let's go over what to expect on your first group. Each group starts with a mindfulness exercise and a brief reflection of that mindfulness exercise. On your first group, the group leaders will do introductions of the other group members to you. It will be then time for homework review. This is when the current group members share how they practiced the skill they learned the previous week. Be prepared that DBT uses a lot of acronyms and words that may not be familiar to you. Please ask questions and trust that it will start making more sense as you get further along in your skills training. Next, the skills trainers will begin the lecture on the new skill. And finally, homework is assigned and group is dismissed. DBT skills training is not a process group. However, participation and interactive engagement are strongly encouraged. We hope that this orientation was helpful, and if you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to your group leaders or individual therapist. Welcome to the DBT Center of San Diego, and we look forward to working with you.